I'm Krista Hepburn. I have on the phone with me today Katie Middleton. Katie is a master gardener. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Krista.
So you're going to talk to us today about forcing bulbs. What does forcing bulbs mean?
Well, forcing bulbs refers to a method of tricking bulbs to bloom out of season indoors rather than outdoors, the traditional way we do it. And it's a great way to add color and life during the winter months. It's also a really cool project to do with kids.
Oh, yes. And so when do you start doing it?
In the fall, when you would typically plant your bulbs outside, you can purchase some. And then what you do is, instead of planting them in the ground, you keep them indoors or in a garage or somewhere that keeps it cool and dry and not freezing. So for about 10 to 15 weeks in cold storage, so typically between 35 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit, or between 2 and 12 Celsius, in the dirt in your pots, and you keep the soil moist but not too wet and no light or anything. And then once you start to see a little bit of life between the 10 to 15 weeks, you can bring them up to a window and watch them grow.
And what kind of bulbs work best?
Most bulbs require the cool period, but with paper whites and amaryllis, you don't need to do that. So you can just pot them up and put them in your window.
But you can do any bulb, really?
Yeah, typically any bulb, hyacinth, tulips, anything that you would plant outside.
And so they'll be ready to plant in the spring? Just take them out of the pot and replant them in the ground?
Yeah, so you can replant them, so you can enjoy them during the winter, and then they will die back, and then so you just let them die off and keep the soil fairly moist just to keep the bulb happy, and then you can plant them in the spring, but then they won't bloom again until the following spring.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So what can the kids do to help?
So with the kids, you can get them to help find the right spot to put them and tuck them away, and then go back and check on them throughout the 10 to 15 week period. And then once they start to see a little bit of growth shooting up, you can bring them up, put them in the window, and it only takes about 2 to 5 weeks till they're blooming.
You said they have to be kept in the dark for the 10 to 15 weeks.
Yes, so 10 to 15 weeks in the dark, and then they'll, during that time, they produce, they have root growth, and you'll see a little bit of a shoot start to poke up through the dirt. And then after that period, once you see that little bit of life, you can put it in the window. And then 2 to 5 weeks after that, they'll be blooming.
And then you wait for them to die off, and then you plant them in the ground.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so typically a basement or a garage is where they should be.
Yeah, basement or a garage, or if you have favorable conditions outside to a certain degree. Some people have like proper outdoor storage for that kind of thing.
That's great. It sounds like a lot of fun, and it does brighten up your house, as you say.
Yeah, and online you can find charts that tell you which bulbs take which amount of time for storage, because it all varies depending on the flower. So there's a lot of information online about that. Just Google forcing bulbs, and there's a whole bunch of different sites where charts will come up.
Okay. That sounds like a good winter project.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for speaking with me today, Katie.
No problem.
I've been speaking to Master Gardener Katie Middleton. If you have a question about gardening, go to pecmastergardeners.ca. I'm Krista Hepburn, and you've been listening to County Grows on the Grapevine 99.